You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Listen up, 95 BFM. You are, of course, listening to Bannerman with a song called The Knife. And listen, I've brought the music down unthinkably, really, because there's only one reason I'd do that. And you all who listen, you know, I always apologise for it because I hate to turn down a good song. But I love to see an old friend. Richie Sedford, how are you?
Thank you, sir. Nice to see you too.
How do you mind? You don't mind me playing your old skin on the radio?
I love hearing that track. I'm besotted with that track.
I can see it in your face.
I'm all into nostalgia, especially my own.
So let's you know, a few of the people who used to listen to the BFM Kids Show have actually become hosts on the station.
Amazing.
Since you were last probably living here. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing some time ago before you moved, where you went, and we can talk about you being back after that.
Well, the last musical thing I did before moving to Berlin, and I went there in 2013, was to release a Bannerman album called Clawhammer,
mm-hmm.
which you remember most fondly. We did a show at the Wine Cellar, I think.
That's right.
And it was beautiful, and it was a beautiful build-up, and maybe I can't even recall if I'd had the idea that I'd move at that time, and it was sort of a farewell already in my head.
Yeah,
if
right.
I'd revealed it to the bandmates or not, or
whether you just decided.
A lot of those details of leaving have become a little hazy.
I must
admit. But what I do recall is that we had a very good sort of trajectory going with that band.
Yeah.
And it was really coming into its own, and we were well-oiled and releasing good music. So in a way, it was a bit of a boo-boo because I lost all that momentum with Bannerman.
Yeah.
And sort of had to pick it all up again with new musicians. And, well, that's what I attempted to do when I got to Berlin.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Challenging.
My band broke up at the end of last year, and just as we were breaking up, we won BFM Song of the Year, and it was pretty funny, actually. It was very suitable for us because we were kind of constantly, publicly and humorously self-sabotaging, but that didn't seem to be your style necessarily.
Remind me.
Oh, it was the Golden Geese. It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not the name I recall.
No, you were thinking of the Cosbys, and that was sabotaged by someone else. Sorry. More on that never.
Drift, yeah.
But so you moved to Berlin, and what happened?
Well,
did you have a nice time?
Didn't you have a nice time all those 12 years? Somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you saying something along the lines of, I saw you there 10 years ago, I feel like you said something along the lines of, it's a great place to come if you don't want to get anything done.
Did I?
Would that have been something you would have said?
Possibly. It's still a great place to go to have a creative balance of chasing that sort of creative mindset, chasing those goals and wanting to do something artistic while being able to pay for food and rent. That's still a sustainable existence there.
I don't think you meant don't get anything done, but it was like, I'm trying to remember, but anyway, it was kind of like
I'm a sort of lethargic person, so it is a good place to coast.
Right.
If you don't want to actively pursue anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you can just get by,
maybe
work a couple of shifts a week, cleaning some dishes, and fine. Because the cost of stuff was still very low then.
Yeah, yeah.
It's changing.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot, I would say.
Mm.
If you haven't been back since 2015, you would notice. I mean, it's just classic capitalism moving into a city like that and changing it with the infrastructure, the investment, changing rent prices. You know, it's a staid kind of story.
Here's something pure, let's put our logo on it.
Yes, and homogenize everything.
Yeah,
and you don't want that from a city like that, which is so unique in so many ways.
Totally, but you've come back. And
I've come back because I just kind of got a bit bogged down by the city itself. and I missed New Zealand. I came back at summer 2023.
Yeah.
And probably had the most emotional connection to the place I'd had since I left.
Yeah.
And that triggered me coming back.
Yeah,
or
right.
At least thinking about coming back and how I was going to do that.
You weren't just about to take off over in Berlin, were you?
Oh, no. No. Oh, you know, if anything, sort of career-wise, things had kind of dried up a little bit.
Right.
After COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone, yeah. Of course, everyone suffered in multiple ways. And, the trajectory was going well until then, and boof.
Yeah.
The plug was pulled, and oh, fair. It was hard to get back into it.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
So, and we welcome you back, not as Bannerman, but as your dear self.
Exactly. So I was pushing through with the Bannerman name, and we did release. I found a new group of friends to help me release the music, and we did a few shows here and there, and we ended up recording an album in London that turned into an EP mm-hmm. because we ran out of money and time. And after that, it was suggested to me that I should just release music under my name.
Yeah.
And represent myself without any kind of cover or alias. And I sort of pushed against that for a little bit. And I finally gave in to the idea. And so it's been releasing under Richie Setford ever since.
Yeah, nice. And how does it feel now?
It feels normal and it feels right because it's just, it's sincere. And it's kind of like I'm writing more honestly.
Yeah.
More honest narratives about my life, which instead of these sort of like dark little stories, these little fantasy worlds, I've sort of moved away from that. Not that I won't touch on that again, but that makes sense. You know,
now. You're allowed a dark fantasy here and there.
Oh, God, yes. Keeps me alive.
Well, so you've released what's essentially a double single.
I'm glad you used that term. That's probably what I've put on the press release, so to speak.
Yeah. But I thought, because we'll build up to the song Conversation at the end of this conversation, because I know you love a conversation, and so do I. We've had some very good ones in our time. Used to sit opposite each other, with our backs to each other, actually. But
yes, but still probably having some...
We had a lot of conversations. Very,
yeah.
I loved it. Actually, no, you had your back to me. I was facing your back. But anyway, listen.
I was
no
one looking back at you. You were looking back at
no
me.
No one needs to know the stuff. This is office politics. But we have had many good conversations. But we're about to play a song called Spell Whispering.
Ooh.
Or is it Spell Whispering? Is it an instruction or is it Spell Whispering?
Matthew, I've never thought of that. That's what makes you you. That's fantastic.
Right.
I'm not gonna elaborate.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play this song, which is a Richie Setford song. And I guess at this point it would be prescient to mention that you're playing at the Kalmana Farm fundraiser on Sunday.
We can mention it at this point and in a future point as
and
well.
And a future point, yeah. I was going to round up with it too. But here's the song. So this is, we heard some Bannerman from some time ago, and now, this is now, this is right now. Let's not be afraid of 2025. This is Richie Setford. We'll Spell Whispering.
Climb those stairs, such is this life, the trouble in sea. In darkness or light, there is the seed of a song. When in that shame, lay there long. When in that shame, lay there long. When in that shame, lay there long.
Well, look, we knew it would be lovely. We didn't know it would be that lovely.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
It's lovely, lovely. Tell us about, would you like to tell us about the song or nah?
I would. I mean, no, I'm not going to talk, actually, I won't tell you about what it is, that song, or sort of how what it means to me, but I'll tell you a little bit about how it was recorded and just that kind of thing. And
yeah.
Because it's something I, probably the last thing I did in Berlin, so 2023, it's taken that long for me to bring it out, but we had one session at the drummer's studio. It was like five songs. Tried to bring a set of songs together that was similar in mood, so the instrumentation was similar as well, and just do kind of one takes roughly of each song. And what we came out with that we were happy with was this song and the other song, Conversation. And so that kind of perfectly, they sort of create a perfect pair. And so I've been plugging this as a sort of a digital double A side.
Yeah, yeah.
But they won't be a part of any larger body of work. And
you're right.
I wanted something to represent myself now, even though it's like 2 years ago. But these two songs, somehow I'm very connected to them today. And I feel like they're sort of a perfect, they perfectly capture my mood or my sort of internal mood somehow.
Yeah, nice.
It's a bit abstract, but yeah, something like that. Yeah, I love hearing that.
Great. And you're living down in the Hawke's Bay. Did I hear this rumor correctly?
Yeah, so I have to be in the Hawke's Bay for now. It's a family issue. And I'll be there for however long that takes. And maybe longer, depends on how I settle into the area.
You might fall in love with the place.
Maybe, and if you're listening in the Hawke's Bay, reach out to me because I've got no friends. So yeah, contact me, please.
I can be a reference if you like, character reference.
I'm getting some. I came back for a week here when I first flew in, and I started to kind of collect a few little, you know, contact numbers for people down there and the industry there, and I've slowly started to get in touch with people. But yeah, let's see. It would be nice to find some like-minded folk down there, some curious, open-minded people, and make some music together.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a sprawling spot. But
it's a nice spot, though. Wow. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, to get the reason leaving, you know, for leaving Berlin, not wanting to be around a sort of a bustling city anymore, I've hit it. I've hit gold, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are going to play this Sunday, very kindly.
Yeah, very kindly.
At the
from you, thank you.
At the Kalmana fundraiser, I'm just going to bring it up and find out exactly who's playing, remind myself exactly who's playing. I'm playing
DJ
as
Matthew
well.
Crawley.
I will be DJing either side of all these fabulous live musicians.
Tell us about the lineup. I'm unfamiliar.
Well, we've got a couple of your old pals on the lineup. You've got Cass Basil from Tiny Ruins, who's put a little trio together, which is a really killer trio, actually. She's so good, actually. She's
is this a trio that have had like gigs before? You've seen them play?
Yeah, kind of sort of improvised, well, not improvised, but sort of jazz, I suppose, jazzy. Yeah, groovy, jazzy, Finn Skulls, and I believe Ruby Walsh. So you'd know Finn, obviously, but Ruby might be new to you. They play like kind of percussion. Cass is on the bass, obviously, and Finn plays, everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably going to bring his tuba.
Yeah. I'd hope so. And then also, let me have a look here, because we've also got from Pōneke, a duo kind of thing with, who is it? It's Tessa DeLion, who plays under the name Mystery Waitress, who would be new since you were last year. And I think Timothy Blackman has been at it.
That's a name I've heard.
The same for that long too. But I'm a huge Timothy Blackman fan, and I'll play some of his stuff as the show goes on. And also we have, what else have we got here? Oh, Jim Nothing is going to play. And heaps of other stuff. I'll find out exactly who else is playing and come back to you as soon as possible. But it's a pretty good lineup, I have to say.
And this is a fundraiser for, I mean, I was aware of this space before I left, but I'd never, I would drive past it or maybe walk on the outskirts.
I've driven past it.
I never really sort of understood what the space was or.
Yeah. So it's a community farm right in the middle of Ponsonby Grey Lynn. It's just, it's actually pretty magic when you go there. They have the odd little event there, but generally it's gardens and you can go and buy some produce from the garden, but they also, teach people to garden. There's gardening therapy there, and it's more than anything, it's just having this space that's for everybody right in the middle of the city where, they could sell that land for millions and trillions, but in fact it's got chickens on it.
We want to hold on to that. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. And we can go to the show, go to the place and donate some cash to the cause.
There's a bar, there's amazing food, there's guess the weight of the pumpkin competition, if you can believe it. And farm tours, little animal stuff for kids, blah blah blah, and the music will be great. So I would recommend, if anyone's interested in coming along, you go to kalmana.co.nz and get amongst, as they used to say, annoyingly.
Dirty.
Yeah, but shall we play the singles, the A of the AA side?
I would love you to.
Okay, well, this song is about how Richie and I've just been having a conversation. You just wrote it right now. We've recorded it, and it's called Conversation.
Yes. Brilliant. We've been connecting. It's good dialogue.
So nice to see you.
You too.
IRL. And we'll see you on stage on Sunday at Kalmana. Such a nice... Last year was just such bliss, honestly.
Looking forward.
Here we go.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.